From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Jason Subic reports it for the Daily Gazette that Democrat Michelle Henchy officially announces her political campaign for the 46th State Senate District in Kingston September 23rd. Henchy is the daughter of long-serving Congressperson Maurice Henchy and hopes to challenge incumbent State Senator George Amador, a Republican from Rotterdam. Previously Woodstock resident Jeff Collins says he is also running for the Democratic nomination to take on Amador. The 46th Senate District includes all of Montgomery and Greene counties and parts of Albany, Schenectady, and Ulster counties. The district contains 72,370 registered Democrats, 55,897 registered Republicans, 6,164 registered conservatives, 907 registered with the Working Family Parties, 834 registered Green Party members, 11,965 Independence Party members, and 55,507 registered voters with no party affiliation. Henchy's father served in Congress from 1993 to 2013 and died in 2017. Read more about this story in the Daily Gazette. Jeffrey C. Mays reports in the New York Times that New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio dropped his campaign to win the Democratic nomination for president. Once there were four New Yorkers running for president, but New York State Senator Kirsten Gillibrand ended her campaign recently. That leaves Andrew Yang from Schenectady trying to win the Democratic nomination and Donald Trump, who is expected to win the Republican nomination again. Read more about this story in the New York Times. Melanie Lekosevic reports for Columbia Green Media that the Germantown School District broke ground September 19th at the high school on an $11.3 million capital project. The school is now working on a new auditorium, renovated sports fields, and other improvements. District Superintendent Susan Brown said, and I quote, "The project, which is anticipated to be completed in late 2020, will provide the district students with a new auditorium, band and chorus room, set design room, keyboard lab, elementary physical education office with playground access, and an OTPT room," end quote. The construction is moving some sports activities. The town of Claremont is letting the district use its new soccer field at Hedling Park on Route 9, and the town of Germantown is also giving students access to Palatine Park for practices and games. Indoor sports won't be affected by construction, and school officials are still working on where baseball and softball will go. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. David Lee reports in the Columbia paper that the bridge over the Kinderhook Creek on Route 203 is now known as Roger K. Mazzal Memorial Bridge. Mazzal was a Valencia resident killed in Vietnam during the U.S. war there. Mazzal left Ichabod Crane High School in 1968 during his senior year, joined the Army, and was a member of Company D, 20th Battalion, 35th Infantry, 4th Division. He was killed March 7, 1969. And received the Purple Heart, the Vietnam Cross of Gallantry, and other medals. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.